Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is 1 o'clock final hour on the show. You've been rocking with us past couple days. As Show Pony has been out, he will return next week, so have no fear. In the meantime, let's go ahead and give you some quick headlines, and then we will get into why you're always lying. These headlines brought to you by Dorakia. Dorakia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Dorakia. Marlins quiet at the break or at the trade deadline. They did make one small move of Jesus Sanchez to the Astros, and they will be debuting their rookie protege who has been tearing it up in the minors. We get an opportunity to see him as they take on the Yankees this weekend at Lone Depot Park.
Hey, by the way, it's protege.
What did I say, protege?
Yeah.
Is it? What did I say? There was another one. Biopic. I don't like that one. That one's weird. It feels like it should be biopic, but it's biopic, apparently.
Why would say biopic? Is it biopic?
Because it's a biography picture.
Yeah, biopic. No, like, biopic seems like.
I like biopic better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it seems more fancy. Like, a biopic is like
biopic.
A kid just took two words together.
Well, I'm going to biopic. Like,
you know what?
Man. Go, we going with biopic, man.
Biopic. These people, man. Protege. Michael Parsons considering requesting a trade as his relationship with the Cowboys has deteriorated. Scary Terry, the one that's actually scary, because now the only other scary Terry from before Terry Rozier, the only thing scary about him is anytime he's on the basketball court for the Miami Heat, because Lord knows what he's about to do. But Terry McLaurin from the Washington Commanders is requesting a trade. So we will see, eyes open on where.
You know what fixes all that, right?
Money.
Correct.
But correct. To the Commanders.
I don't know. Like, I could see how I can see the situation for Washington. Right. But
yes.
For the Cowboys, why did they wait till the last minute? Because here's the problem. Here's the problem with the Cowboys. They eventually pay their guys. Right. But you can't have five guys on your team making the most money at their position. And they wait so long that that's what it ends up being. So you're supposed to have five championships in a row if you got five or six guys at the top of their getting paid at the top of their position. And they may not necessarily be the best, but because you procrastinated and waited and waited and everybody else signed their guys, now you're forced to pay more than, because guess what? If they would have did it a year ago, it might have been 30, 35 million, right? Now it's 42. So how long are you going to keep playing this game without realizing we're costing ourselves a boatload of money because we got to pay our guys maximum money because we wait?
Well, we continue to monitor the situation out of Dallas and out of Washington. Seems like the NFC East will potentially have some changes upcoming. Messi back in action this weekend in the League's Cup as he takes on next. Let's see if he will be as aggressive as he was during last match against Atlas. Dolphins back on the practice field. Nothing crazy. We'll talk more about it as the hour progresses. In the meantime, let us get to why you always lie.
Hey, by the way, real
Vlad
quick.
Edition. Yes.
Terry did get an extension once before, didn't he? I think now he's trying to get his next extension.
Well, he's 29. So
yeah, he already got
McLaurin. Came out late. He came out when he was 24, bro.
Yeah, no, ooh. But I'm saying he already got one contract.
He has, he has 1 year left on a 3-year, $68 million
extension.
So he did get paid. This is his third contract. This is not his second contract. It's third. Not he hasn't gotten paid yet. Well, he did get paid.
I guess people don't want to really count the rookie contract as a big contract.
No, he signed a contract after that. Vlad?
Right, that would be a second. Yeah, right.
So but this
that
was a 3-year contract.
This was a 3-year deal, right? But I don't think he was draft. Remember, he's not a first round draft pick.
Right.
So do you think they're different for those guys when they're not first round
draft pick? They want to sign that extension early. He did that already.
Right. So
now this is his third contract,
which is going to probably be his last contract that he can
correct.
Get. Right.
So no, I get it. I get it. I'm just thinking. Everybody's thinking this is his first contract. It's not. So to some extent with Washington, I'm going to. Now, here's the problem I have with this whole issue. Okay. You know what? NFL teams, league, and whatever. When you cut a guy with 2 years left because you don't think he's any good or you don't want to pay him no more. The other side of that is, soon as a guy start getting, you know, overproducing this contract, he's going to want more money. So it works both ways. So I'm not mad at Terry for wanting more money. Not at all. And in fact, I've never heard a team say, we're under contract with this guy for 2 more years. You know, we need him to be better. No, you have a solution. Let's cut him. Let's make him take a pay cut. Let's make him redo his contract. Right? So this is the other side of that people don't want to hear. People don't want to talk about. But that's why guys try to get their money as soon as they outperform their contract. Because if it was the other way, your butt could get cut.
Your butt can get cut.
That's it.
Remember that. Vlad, I'm going to give the option to you, depending on how deep you've got undercover with these lies or truths. Do you think we should take a quick break and come back?
Let's get to it right now.
All right, let's get right into it. This is Why You Always Lying, Vlad Edition. He's going to give us 3 statements. 2 of them will be a lie. 1 of them will be the truth. Let's see if we can determine what we know about Vlad whenever you're ready.
All right. This is actually appropriate since this is SummerSlam weekend.
Ooh.
These are going to be Vlad SummerSlam facts or fiction.
Oh, okay.
Well, working at Fox Sports Radio, Vlad covered SummerSlam when it was in L.A. He's went.
Okay.
I went 5 consecutive years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm. So 3 things happened by now. All right. So these are the 3 things. 1 is a fact. 2 is false. So, A, did Vlad have a dance-off against Angela Simmons with Jermaine Dupri DJing at a SummerSlam party in Beverly Hills?
Okay.
2.
Okay.
Did Vlad interview the Bella Twins at a red carpet for a SummerSlam and get kissed on the cheek by both Bree and Nikki? Or 3, while interviewing Randy Orton, did Vlad get RKO'd on the red carpet by Randy Orton?
Okay.
2 of these are not true.
Yeah. All right, let's ask some questions. Let's get some questions going. This first one that you're talking about here. Angela Simmons, Jermaine Dupri DJing, Beverly Hills after party. Angela Simmons. So let's start with this. What year was this?
2008.
Hey, somebody said, does Vlad know at least one of these has to be true?
That's funny.
2008, Angela Simmons. Because you know Angela Simmons came to public attention with the Run's house, right?
That's Run's daughter. That's Run's daughter.
That's how everybody knew who she was. But I got to say, I don't even remember when that show aired. So that's where I'm doing because it is an oddly specific person for you to name, which means it's either true or you're full of it. Because you just
But that's the whole point of the game. So it's either one or the other. What's nothing obvious?
My deduction is you could either be lying or telling the truth. Could be. Based off
isn't that the whole thing?
So the way that I'm thinking is, let's see, Angela's Graduation was the name of season 1, episode 1. 2005. She graduated from high school. So in 2008, do I think she is now, she's of age at this point, partying in Beverly Hills.
With somebody who her dad is probably a friend with, so.
Jermaine Dupri, yeah. Right. I mean, look, she's of age. She's rich. At this point, her show, her father's show, has had 3 years of success. People know who she is. And, you know, she's growing into her own as a young woman. So it's totally plausible. And Jermaine Dupri DJing, though. Yeah, yeah, of course. All those things seem like that could have happened. You have any follow-up questions that you may want to ask him,
Leroy? No, because you already, I already picked my answer.
What? Which one do you think didn't happen?
No, it's which one did happen.
All right, well, not to...
So, I'm going to say Vlad having a dance-off with anybody else is the most unbelievable of the three.
Oh, you don't think he's had, you don't think my man
I'm just saying,
light.
Vlad is not, Vlad seemed like he a laid back cat.
He just pulls up his pants and does the Rockaway.
The Rockaway.
He's a wall dancer. He's a wall dancer. You know? I would say the third one getting dropped on the red carpet.
Dropped on an RKO. What year was this? Was now okay? Yeah, you know, I need some years for this. What year was this RKO?
2012.
Okay.
I'm gonna say, believe it or not, I'm gonna say the one that I believe the most.
Man, this is...
It's going to be the one with the two girls kissing him, because that seems like, you know, something that they would do during the course of their careers, right? Like a friendly little peck on the cheek with the twins. Yeah, that's something that, yeah, I'm going to go with number two.
Man, look, I'm doing more and more research on all of these things. And in 2012... Randy Orton was in the WWE doghouse, apparently, after failing a wellness test. During SummerSlam weekend, he was indeed flown out to Los Angeles. And Orton didn't have a match that weekend. He was frustrated that he had to be there if he wasn't on the show. The only thing he did that weekend was a couple photo shoots. So, if what we're saying is true... Very
he
obvious.
Probably drop kicked you just out of frustration that he wasn't performing that week.
I mean, he's Randy Orton. He's a legend killer. He's the Viper. Who knows what he was up to at that point? But we do know that he was definitely in Los Angeles. So
I'm this going is, with number two.
So you think that the Bella Twins? What year was the Bella Twins?
2014.
No, now,
Changed my mind. So there wait, hold on. Let me break this down for you. You covered it for 5 years.
I'm looking at the video pictures right now.
You covered it for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2008.
Was Angela
2013.
I said no, not.
Nah.
No, you said 14.
Okay.
You just said 2014.
All right, so 5-6 years. Okay.
See it now.
Discrepancies in your Marcos is Candy Orton. So you know what? I'ma still go with number two, even though your years, you messed me up with the years because I was paying attention, Vlad.
All right.
No, you said 5 years. You didn't say 5 or 6. You said 5 years. So, but I'm still going with number two.
Wow. If you Google.
That seems like the thing that.
But he's Googling. You're not Googling, Leroy. At least you're playing the game right.
If you Google 2014 Bella Twins SummerSlam red carpet, there's a picture of both of them kissing Vlad. Nah, that'd be crazy.
I'm going with number two.
So you think number two is the truth, that those twins?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I don't think Randy Orton did the.
Yeah, because that seemed like a hazard. You get drop kicked on the red carpet.
What if I ask him to do it?
He is liable definitely during that time to fulfill your order and be like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I don't care. But I do think that you in Los Angeles, 21-year-old Angela Simmons, maybe catches your glimpse. You're at a Beverly Hills party. Jermaine Dupri. Why would you even mention that he's DJing unless it sounded cool? So I think that happened. I think you had a dance off with Angela Simmons. I'm going to lock that in as my truth. Leroy thinks that the Bella Twins gave you a kiss on the cheek on the red carpet. Vlad, before you reveal the truth, reveal one of the lies.
Randy Orton RKO-ing me. I didn't ask him about the red carpet. Hey,
nobody ain't doing no WWE move on the red carpet.
Oh, they would. They would ask. That's what he's always asked. Can you RKO?
Vlad, you're not letting yourself get slammed in front of all them people.
My J's get dirty? Hell no.
And you know he's what is he like 6'5" or something like that?
That's a big boy, man. I ain't gonna hold
like, boy.
You a big as his forearm.
What? His forearm bigger than me. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So we know that one is removed now. The only options remaining are the ones that Leroy and I both selected. So now, Vlad, please reveal to us which one of those two statements is the truth.
The Bella Twins did give me a kiss on the red carpet.
Dang.
But it was on the it was for the ESPYs, not SummerSlam. So the real answer is
dance off.
Wait. Whoa!
Dance off.
Photos. Hey, so check this out.
Yo, my boy's got photos.
But wait a minute. So you said at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But
I interviewed the Bella Twins before at SummerSlam, but I've also interviewed them at the ESPYs. The lie was that they kissed me on the red carpet at SummerSlam. Wasn't SummerSlam they gave me a kiss on the cheeks. It was the ESPYs.
See, that's just like Britney. Yesterday, Britney was like, I failed the test, but I failed it twice, not three times. You see? So there's these certain things. You got to be able to see through it, Leroy.
Like, come on.
Listen, if my boy Vlad is going to dance for anybody, it's going to be for a lovely looking lady with a little bit of money in her pocket. And I think that night they caught each other's eye. And look at that photo.
It was, it was fun. It was actually fun. It was really fun. Didn't know Jermaine Dupri was spinning. And
exactly. Why else would you mention Jermaine Dupri?
Right. No. I was to try to throw you guys. Like, I was like, damn. Why would Jermaine Dupri be spinning?
I don't know enough of the story in any of these.
Oh no! It's just basically
that. Technically, one little thing off. You know what I mean?
Gotta ask questions.
You gotta ask questions.
An investigator like me.
But I did, and you said 2014, and I was like,
"Well, you got what the years and everything." You know what I'm saying? I didn't look at. I was looking at the pictures because I have the pictures with the date on it. So it's like, oh, okay, yeah.
So that's all. It's not his job to make you to help you out to get the answer.
And you didn't ask. You didn't ask specific questions that I would have helped you out with. But people saying I'm not playing it right.
Leroy was clowning me.
I gave you three things that happened, but I just didn't tell you. There's one I gave you exactly how it happened, and the other two might have left out a detail.
But the name of the game is why you always lying, not why you always telling partial truths.
No, listen. As the guy who got this correct, I commend you, Vlad.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course, because you got it right.
75 cents. Sherlock Scones.
You just had to read that one? You could have just let that one go through?
So you told a 75% accurate story.
Yeah.
Right? And then another story that wasn't even 0% accurate.
What do you mean was it 0% accurate? I just said, they gave me a kiss on a red carpet.
No, the Randy Orton one was 0%.
Randy Orton, it was. I did 0%. Interview. No, but here's the thing. I interviewed Randy Orton. I just didn't get RKO'd by Randy Orton.
That's more of an intangible thing. I did interview
the Bella Twins on both the red carpets. It's just that one red carpet they kissed me on the cheek. It wasn't the SummerSlam one. And this one.
See what I'm saying? That's a
But yesterday, Brittany hit us with, I mean, I failed the test twice. Not three times.
I didn't get to that.
Hers was her three things was like I met Taylor Swift, something about I don't know. Let's just say it was like I played competitive sports, and then the third one was I failed my driver's test three times. What ended up happening was she failed her driver's test, but it was only three. Twice.
Okay,
it was one three. So it's the same thing that you're doing.
But she's right. She failed it. One of the things is she didn't fail it three times. She failed it twice.
Therefore, if we let her go, then you know.
It's not here. The point of the game, is you're either telling a lie or a truth. It's not 50% truth or 75% truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, how you going to have one that's 75% right and one's 100% right?
Because
yeah, I would hate
it
too,
wouldn't be good. It would be like, here's the truth. Okay, Leroy's bald. Marcos had a child. Marcos bore a child. Marcos has a child, but he didn't bear that child. Correct?
Ooh. Hey, listen, technicalities. Hey, man.
You have a child,
but you didn't bear the child, right? So I can't say Marcos bore and had a child. No, Marcos has a child, but he didn't. Right? So, yeah.
Right.
And he eats like a boar. Close enough. Well, look, it feels good to be champion. I appreciate it, Vlad. You did it perfectly fine. Don't worry about these losers. With that being said, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we got more Tobin and Leroy on the other side.